Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Saints Coaches Show. This is Mike Hoss along with Bobby Hebert from the Silver Slipper in Hancock County, Mississippi. And Saints head coach Dennis Allen will join us shortly as the Saints get that victory back-to-back, 44-19 over the Dallas Cowboys on the road, coming back home, but will stay in the NFC East against Philadelphia on Sunday at Caesars Superdome, and it will be rocking, I can guarantee you. Saints head coach Dennis Allen joining us. And coach, a heck of a win. I know it's your job to bring everybody back to earth, and I get it, but man, when you can go on the road and you can dictate the action with your play in the trenches and running the football, man, that's significant, is it not?
Yeah, there's no question. I mean, I think, that's a formula for success. I think, our key is trying to control the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball with our offensive and defensive line. I think, in the early part of the season, the first two games, I think we've been able to do that at a pretty high level. And I think that's why you've seen us have success really on both sides of the ball.
Coach Allen, when I look at it, it doesn't change. Even before you became a head coach, when you're defensive coordinator, everyone talks about, scoring offense, scoring defense. But how do you come about that? I thought that was a significant stat, which is outstanding red zone defense. They were 0-3. And, if it's going back and forth, you might be in the ebb and flow of a game. Can you force field goals, or offensively, can you score touchdowns? And you said we played good red zone defense, to say the least. The defense really we were able to score touchdowns on our drives and force them to kick some field goals. So if you continuously to do that, it just, I don't know, you can play the percentages. You're going to win a lot, especially if you win the turnover battle. You end up being +1 for the game and +3 for the season.
Yeah, look, I think that's a key factor for us, and we knew that going into this game. We knew that, that we were facing an explosive offense, in particular there at home in AT&T Stadium. I think they scored 30 points, a majority of the times that they played in that stadium, and so we knew that was going to be a big deal. I knew they were going to, maybe move the ball a little bit, and that was part of the plan. But our key was to play really good red zone defense, which we did. And I think that was the difference in the game, is that, both offenses were able to move the ball some. We forced them to kick field goals. Our offense was able to score touchdowns.
Now, Coach Allen, when you look at it, to me, the turnover margin, and that I know you're going to emphasize this going forward, but being +3 for the season and +1 for the game, that is something. Protecting the football, being able to take it away, is going to be significant. And whether we're getting interceptions or fumble recovers, whatever it might be, that's not changing. Even when the Eagles come to town on Sunday, somehow, can we be +1 or +2? Could definitely impact the game.
Yeah, look, other than points for and points against, it's the number one predictor of outcomes in football games is the turnover takeaway ratio. And our guys have done a really good job of understanding that. I think we've done a pretty good job of protecting the football. And I think that's still something that we want to continue to strive to be better at. And I think defensively, we've done a good job of, attacking the football. And I think that comes with a mindset, that comes with a mentality, and that's something that has to be practiced every single day, and I think our guys do a really good job of doing that.
Coach, huge presence from the Houdat Nation yesterday in Arlington at the stadium. I mean, it isn't often in the second half of a road game you get to hear the Houdat chant make its way around the stadium, and then a huge number of people that stood around for a couple of hours to wave at buses going to the airport. I mean, you must have felt the presence of Saints fans yesterday.
Yeah, look, I think the Saints fans are awesome. I mean, I feel like the Saints fans, our fans travel really well. It's not the first stadium I've ever been in where I felt like late in the game, we had the Houdat chant going, and it's an awesome feeling to have. It's great that our fans give us the support that they do. We feed off that energy. It's an important part of being on the road, and certainly it's going to be a big factor this weekend playing at home.
You know, Coach Allen, look at Derek Carter, Trigger Man. I mean, to me, this number is unbelievable. 5.2 yards per pass attempt. The highest of his career, to say the least. Boy, I don't think he could have dreamt of this Saturday night before the game. But then you look at his passing efficiency and how efficient he is. After two games, an astounding 142.2. Not 98 or 102, 142. Derek Carr has been on fire.
Yeah, look, Bobby, you played the quarterback position. I mean, when that first number of your quarterback efficiency starts with a one and it's a three-digit number, that's pretty freaking good in our league. And he's operating at a very, very high level. The efficiency that he's operating at is really impressive. And really that goes back to the end of last year. I think he's been really playing exceptional football for us. And we're going to need him to continue to do that. And look, he's not alone. You know, obviously, I think our receivers are doing a great job of running routes, getting open. I think we're scheming some guys open a little bit. And I think our protection's been outstanding. And I think when you have all those things going together and your quarterback's operating at a high level, it allows you to be pretty good on offense.
And, Coach, it's a question about two players, but it begins with one play, and clearly the play of Alvin Kamara with the touchdowns running and receiving, which leads me to his touchdown receiving, 57 yards. That made it 21-6. But I'm curious, as you're watching film today with the team and or coaches, and you get to see Cesar Ruiz, who was running step for step about as fast as he could run. I mean, that had to be kind of cool.
Yeah, look, it was awesome. I mean, that's the thing about this team right now is the effort level that our guys are playing at is exceptional. And we say all the time around here that we're going to play with an effort level that our opponent is either unwilling or unable to match. And I think we've been able to do that in the first couple of games, and I think that's a hallmark of what we want to be as a team, both offensively, defensively, and in the kicking game.
Now, Coach Allen, what more can you say? Usually it could be different. Usually maybe a linebacker like DeMario Davis, whatever. But Alante Taylor leading the team in tackles in back-to-back games. And not only getting sacks in like that first game, but whether it's quarterback hurries, tackles for a loss, whatever. Alante Taylor seems like he's playing with a whole lot of confidence. And he seems like that he has to be one of the leaders on the defense along with DeMario Davis, simply because everyone watches the film and he's producing at a high level.
Yeah, no question. I mean, I think he's playing outstanding football. I think he's playing really good in coverage. I think he's playing really good in terms of fitting the run. He's been very active, very aggressive. We've used him as a blitzer. He's done a great job of tackling. There's just not a lot that he hasn't been able to do in this short period of time. And I think that's a tribute to, man, his mindset coming in, and focusing on improving and the things that he needed to improve on from last season. He's been awesome, and I'm excited for him, and he's been a big part of our success.
Just getting started with Saints head coach Dennis Allen. Take a break. This is the Saints Coaches Show with Bobby Hebert and Mike Koss here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Welcome back, Mike Koss, along with Bobby Hebert and Saints head coach Dennis Allen as the Saints beat Dallas 2-0, host Philadelphia next Sunday. Philadelphia will be on Monday Night Football against the Atlanta Falcons tonight. We'll talk a little bit more about that in our third segment. And, Coach, you know, sometimes stats don't tell the entire story, but Chase Young had a half a sack, quarterback hit, and four tackles yesterday against Dallas. And I know he'd like to have that fumble, you know, ball on the ground back. But overall, I mean, he has just been exactly what we talked about in Irvine, disruptive. Might not numerically be out there, but I he's got to just be exactly what you wanted.
Yeah, and I think the stats are going to come. I think when you're continuing to be as active as he's been, continuing to be as disruptive as he's been. And look, he's gotten a lot of attention. And so that's opening up some things for some other players on the team. And so, production doesn't always necessarily show up on the stat sheet. He's got a lot of hidden production. But I think as the season wears on, I think you're going to see plenty of stats from Chase Young.
You know, Coach Allen, you're talking about getting everyone's attention or the stat line. Now, if you're a casual NFL fan, you probably don't know who Rashid Shaheed is. You probably know who Tyreek Hill is. But I thought this caught my attention, that Rashid Shaheed has 13 catches of 40 or more yards since he broke into the NFL in the 2022 season. Second only to Dolphins, Tyreek Hill, who has 17. So he's right there with Tyreek Hill in that span. So I'm like, you think does a normal football fan realize how explosive Rashid Shaheed is? Because they know who Tyreek Hill is, but Rashid Shaheed's right there.
Yeah, I'm not sure that the defensive players in our league recognize how explosive Rashid Shaheed is, because he continues to get behind the defense. I think that's what this kid can really do. He can really run. And on top of that, like, he's really good in transition. And so there's so many things that he can do. You have to respect his speed. You have to try to stay on top. And when you do that, you'll open up some more things underneath. And just the fact that he can run like he can opens up so much more for all the rest of our offense. So he's a big part of what we're doing. Probably doesn't get enough credit for what he can do with his speed on the field, but we're certainly glad we got him.
Now, Coach Allen, what about Alvin Kamara? I'm looking at franchise. He's in the franchise record books now. You know, he pushed his career total, rushing total, over 6,000-yard mark, making him the third player in franchise history to rush for 6,000 yards in a Saints uniform. You know, the great Deuce McAllister, you know, Mark Ingram, they over 6,000 yards. But right now, and I've said this, I don't know how you're going to comment on this, but I'm like, I think Alvin Kamara in this type of offense with Clint Kubiak and Shanahan and all, he's our version of what the 49ers want to do with Christian McCaffrey when he was healthy. Is that a fair assessment? Because all I know is Alvin Kamara, and I've said this, he's a young 29. You know, but, oh, he's close, 29, 30 years old. He's an old running back. I was watching him in OTAs and minicamp. He was still hitting and get it. I saw the burst there. So I don't think Alvin Kamara forgot how to run if they blocked for him.
Yeah, look, I'll say this, Bobby. I've never once looked at his birth certificate. So I don't really care what his age says. I watch the tape. I watch the practice. I watch what he does day in and day out. I still see a fast, explosive running back. I see a guy that's engaged with what we're doing. I see a guy that believes in what we're doing. And I think that's why you're seeing such an improved version of himself. I think he believes in what we're doing offensively. He feels like there's an opportunity for success, both for him individually and for us as a team. And he's totally bought into everything, and he's been outstanding. Ever since he came back to the start of training camp, he's been nothing but outstanding for our football team.
Coach, you had 180 yards rushing week one, 190 yards rushing on 39 carries in week two. And you mentioned in the Carolina postgame press conference that the stat of 2.9 yards before contact, and that was Carolina. I was just curious, if I missed it earlier today, I apologize, but what was it with San Francisco?
Well, in this game against Dallas,
I'm sorry, San Francisco. Good God!
Yeah,
come on, Coach. You don't have
what
that
the number was. I know last week against Carolina, we led the league in yards before contact. I think this week we were second in the league in yards before contact. So, you know, our offensive line, for you know, as much question marks as there were about them coming into the season, I think to this point, you know, again, it's 2 weeks into the season, but I think to this point, you know, they've answered a lot of questions, and, you know, we certainly want to continue to grow and continue to get better, but I've been pleased with what I've seen us do up front.
Now, you know, Coach Allen, I don't think you probably want to give this secret up, but, you know, you practice and, you know, you run in the defense and all your staff and all that, trying to stop the offense. And, you know, some fans might say, and I try to tell them, like, we don't game plan in preseason. What are you going to see in the regular season? How are you trying to attack an opponent? But this would make you burn the midnight oil. I think when I look at the Saints, you scored touchdowns on your first six possessions and average an astounding 10 yards per play those first three quarters. this is like a video game. I mean, no, the Eagles are worried about Atlanta tonight on Monday night. But that, if you were a coordinator going against the Saints defense, you have to be concerned how explosive we've been.
Yeah, there's no question. I mean, look, we talk about our ability to run the football, but we're throwing the ball exceptionally well. I mean, when you throw for, what was it, 250 yards basically on 16 attempts, that's being explosive in the passing game. And so, you know, that I think that creates a lot of challenges for the defense. And then when you look at the execution that we've been able to play at, that level of execution with shifts and motions and things like that, the pre-snap eye candy that messes with the defense, and yet we still have to be able to identify how the defense is adjusting to those things. So it can sometimes be a double-edged sword, but when you're able to do that and still execute it at a high level, I think that gives you a huge advantage.
Need to take a break. We'll come back and talk more with Saints head coach Dennis Allen along with Bobby Hebert. This is Mike Hoss. You are listening to the Saints Coaches Show on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Welcome back. Mike Hoss, Bobby Hebert along with Saints head coach Dennis Allen. A weird little scheduling quirk. You have your next two opponents that play on Monday Night Football, and next Sunday on Sunday Night Football, you'll have your next two opponents again because Atlanta will play Kansas City. First things first, tonight, Atlanta in Philadelphia. You know, because it is your next two opponents, you watch a little more closely, I would imagine, tonight, correct?
Yeah, look, I mean, we'll be kind of having one eye on the TV, and we'll have one eye on, you know, our computer monitors as we're looking at all the stuff from Philadelphia, you know, whether it be, you know, what Vic Fangio's done on defense and how we think he's going to deploy his defense against us, you know, what they've done offensively, Philly, against us in the past, as well as Kellen Moore and what he's done against us in the past. And so there's a ton of information that we got to gather, and so we'll be doing that with one eye, and the other eye will be looking up at the screen to see how that game's going.
Now, you know, Coach Allen, this is old school. It doesn't change. Can you run the football? Can you stop the run? I thought that was one area, and I said this. We needed to flip the script. You know, we were getting 3.5 yards a run. We're giving up 4.5. Well, we've definitely flipped that at the beginning of the season, like even more. We averaged right at 5 yards a carry, only gave up 3.2. A lot of the same players, I mean, very familiar players that the Saints fans are familiar with. Is it more about the scheme, or we just getting it done more as an individual group? Or, because that's definitely flipped the script, that we are stopping the run and we're able to run the football at a high level.
Yeah, look, I think there's a multitude of factors that go into that. You know, speaking defensively, first of all, it's, I just think we've you know, kind of reaffirmed our beliefs and how we have to play defense, and not really about what the calls are, just more about how we're going to play our culture of defense, and making sure that we have total buy-in on everything there. I think that's been much improved. Offensively, I think, you know, we're doing a better job of, you know, getting the looks that we're looking for, the angles that we're looking for. We're getting on the right people. We're doing a really good job of blocking on the perimeter. I mean, I think our receivers are doing an excellent job of getting on the right guys and helping to create, you know, what might be a 3 or 4 yard run and turn that into a, you know, a double-digit run. So I think we're doing some good things there, and I think our guys believe in what we're doing. And when you have that belief, usually the execution's a lot better.
You know, Coach, Taysom Hill, obviously the fans are always concerned with him. You think he'll be ready to roll come Sunday?
Well, look, I'd say, Bobby, right now I'd say it's way too early to tell. I think we escaped any sort of serious injury with Taysom, and we're gonna evaluate him throughout the course of the week, see what he can do as the week goes on, and if he's healthy enough to play, then he'll be out there and playing. And so We still got a ways to go before we can figure that out.
What about Kool-Aid McKinstry, Coach? Because Marshawn Lattimore was out, so McKinstry played, I believe, like 61 snaps, had a few tackles, a pass defense. I mean, how did he grade out from your perspective?
Yeah, I thought overall he did well. You know, there's certainly a few things that we need to clean up, but I thought, you know, he graded out pretty well. I thought he was pretty clean in terms of his technique and his fundamentals. I thought his effort was solid. You know, I think certainly with him missing all of the spring and even missing some time in training camp with a knee injury, I think we're still working on getting him back into, you know, really, really top football shape. He's been working extremely hard at doing that. This kid's going to be a good player for us, and he's gonna need to step up and play for us at times this year. And I thought he did that in this game. And for his first time out, you know, against a highly explosive offense, I thought he did really well.
You know, Coach Allen, I guess you would take this game in and game out that it seems like we've taken up a roster spot with the punter. We don't need a damn punter. You know, he's not utilized. I mean, I don't know if I've ever seen a game in two games the punter punted like three times. Hayball only one punt, but I thought he was outstanding. 49-yard punt, and it was inside the 20. I want to say it was like the 12 or 13-yard line, so that was awesome. So we try and nitpick and say, like, how do we miss an extra point? Because, you know, in a close game, that could come about. Because now, I mean, you see kickers across the league. Everybody's making 50-yarders. I mean, just elaborate on the special teams and just the kicking game. And I guess that's a good problem to have. I think I would take if we're not turning over the football against the Eagles, maybe we only punt one or two times.
Yeah, look, it didn't take long to get through the special teams film today. We had five kickoff coverages that we actually covered on. And I thought we executed that plan pretty well. The only one that wasn't as good was when we had to kick off from the 20 after a penalty, which we've got to maintain our poise in that situation. I thought the field goal protection, I think there's some things that we got to clean up inside and do a better job of our field goal protection inside. I think Blake Groupie's kicking the ball exceptionally well. That was one that, you know, they just got penetration inside you know, so that wasn't on the operation. That was more a product of the protection. So, and look, it was good to see Matt kind of bounce back. You know, he didn't punt the ball exceptionally well in his first outing, and we were hoping that would improve this week. And I, like you, Bobby, would like for him to, you know, keep a clean jersey on Sundays and kind of hang out on the sideline with me rather than having to be out on the field. And so hopefully we can keep that up. But when he's called upon to kick it, you know, hopefully he'll be able to do the same job like he did in this game and the one punt that he had.
Well, Coach, we appreciate your time. Great win yesterday in Dallas and cannot wait for Caesars Superdome on noon on Sunday. It'll be rocking. Again, appreciate it and have a great week.
Awesome, guys. Appreciate it.
Welcome back. Mike Hoss, Bobby Hebert, along with Saints head coach Dennis Allen. A weird little scheduling quirk. You have your next two opponents that play on Monday Night Football, and next Sunday on Sunday Night Football, you'll have your next two opponents again because Atlanta will play Kansas City. First things first, tonight, Atlanta in Philadelphia. You know, because it is your next two opponents, you watch a little more closely, I would imagine, tonight, correct?
Yeah, look, I mean, we'll be kind of having one eye on the TV, and we'll have one eye on, you know, our computer monitors as we're looking at all the stuff from Philadelphia. You know, whether it be, you know, what Vic Fangio's done on defense and how we think he's going to deploy his defense against us. You know, what they've done offensively, Philly against us in the past, as well as Kellen Moore and what he's done against us in the past. And so there's a ton of information that we got to gather. And so we'll be doing that with one eye, and the other eye will be looking up at the screen to see how that game's going.
Now, you know, Coach Allen, this is old school. It doesn't change. Can you run the football? Can you stop the run? I thought that was one area, and I said this, we needed to flip the script. You know, we were getting basically 3.5 yards a run. We're giving up 4.5. Well, we've definitely flipped that at the beginning of the season, like even more. We averaged right at 5 yards a carry, only gave up 3.2. A lot of the same players, I mean, very familiar players that the Saints fans are familiar with. Is it more about the scheme, or we just getting it done more as an individual group? Or because that's definitely flipped the script, that we are stopping the run and we're able to run the football at a high level.
Yeah, look, I think there's a multitude of factors that go into that. You know, speaking defensively, first of all, I just think we've reaffirmed our beliefs and how we have to play defense, and not really about what the calls are, just more about how we're going to play our culture of defense, and making sure that we have total buy-in on everything there. I think that's been much improved. Offensively, I think, you know, we're doing a better job of, you know, getting the looks that we're looking for, the angles that we're looking for. We're getting on the right people. We're doing a really good job of blocking on the perimeter. I mean, I think our receivers are doing an excellent job of getting on the right guys and helping to create, what might be a 3 or 4 yard run and turn that into a double-digit run. So I think we're doing some good things there, and I think our guys believe in what we're doing. And when you have that belief, usually the execution's a lot better.
You know, Coach, Taysom Hill, obviously the fans are always concerned with him. You think he'll be ready to roll come Sunday?
Well, look, I'd say, Bobby, right now I'd say it's way too early to tell. I think we escaped any sort of serious injury with Taysom, and we're gonna evaluate him throughout the course of the week, see what he can do as the week goes on, and if he's healthy enough to play, then he'll be out there and playing. And so we still got a ways to go before we can figure that out.
What about Kool-Aid McKinstry, Coach? Because Marshawn Lattimore was out, so McKinstry played, I believe, like 61 snaps, had a few tackles, a pass defense. I mean, how did he grade out from your perspective?
Yeah, I thought overall he did well. There's certainly a few things that we need to clean up, but I thought, you know, he graded out pretty well. I thought he was pretty clean in terms of his technique and his fundamentals. I thought his effort was solid. I think certainly with him missing all of the spring and even missing some time in training camp with a knee injury, I think we're still working on getting him back into, you know, really, really top football shape. He's been working extremely hard at doing that. This kid's going to be a good player for us, and he's gonna need to step up and play for us at times this year. And I thought he did that in this game. And for his first time out, you know, against a highly explosive offense, I thought he did really well.
You know, Coach Allen, I guess you would take this game in and game out, that it seems like we're taking up a roster spot with the punter. We don't need a damn punter. He's not utilized. I mean, I don't know if I've ever seen a game, in two games, the punter punted like three times. Hayball only one punt, but I thought he was outstanding. 49-yard punt, and it was inside the 20. I want to say it was like the 12 or 13-yard line. So that was awesome. So we try and nitpick and say, like, how do we miss an extra point? Because, you know, in a close game, that could come about. Because now, I mean, you see kickers across the league. Everybody's making 50-yarders. I mean, just elaborate on the special teams and just the kicking game. And I guess that's a good problem to have. I think I would take, if we're not turning over the football against the Eagles, maybe we only punt one or two times.
Yeah, look, it didn't take long to get through the special teams film today. We had five kickoff coverages that we actually covered on, and I thought we executed that plan pretty well. The only one that wasn't as good was when we had to kick off from the 20 after a penalty, which we've got to maintain our poise in that situation. I thought the field goal protection, I think there's some things that we got to clean up inside and do a better job of our field goal protection inside. I think Blake Groupie's kicking the ball exceptionally well. That was one that, you know, they just got penetration inside, and you know, so that wasn't on the, operation. That was more a product of the protection. So, yeah, and look, it was good to see Matt kind of bounce back. You know, he didn't punt the ball exceptionally well in his first outing, and we were hoping that that would improve this week. And I, like you, Bobby, would like for him to, you know, keep a clean jersey on Sundays and kind of hang out on the sideline with me rather than having to be out on the field. And so hopefully we can keep that up. But when he's called upon to kick it, you know, hopefully he'll be able to do the same job like he did in this game and the one punt that he had.
Well, Coach, we appreciate your time. Great win yesterday in Dallas and cannot wait for Caesars Superdome on noon on Sunday. It'll be rocking. Again, appreciate it and have a great week.
Awesome, guys. Appreciate it.